and the draft just about a week away. So let's go mock drafting. NFL and college football analyst for Bleacher Report and the Draft Network, Ryan Fowler, released his latest mock draft earlier this week and has the Falcons drafting UCLA edge rusher Leetu Latu with the 8th overall pick and Georgia wide receiver Ladd McConkey with the 43rd overall pick. Does that make you happy? We've discussed some of this before and now.
The argument, Tiff, that we were having Monday was, you know, Dallas Turner fits this defense. Does that make him a good pick at 8 because he fits this defense? Or do you need an elite edge rusher, period, and a sack artist if you're going to take somebody in the
Someone
top 10?
Someone came up to me about this at the banquet.
Oh, yeah? What was their thoughts on it, Tiff? Did they have thoughts
on it? They were like, he's nitpicking over 17 sacks, and what was it, 10 sacks?
I don't think that's nitpicking.
Maybe nitpicking wasn't the exact word, but he was kind of yelling. Yeah. He said, he was yelling when he was listening on the radio, like, hey, he was on my side.
Well, I think that when you look at fitting the defense well, you could look last year at Caden Ellis and say he fit the defense well. I think that's my point. I don't know that that makes him a top 10 pick with what you got from him last year, but he fit the defense well. And I think that's my concern. Leetu Latu, when you look at what he is the most technically advanced edge rusher, according to a lot of scouts, in this draft. Like, he is a technician at rushing the edge. He is specifically an edge rusher.
Notice how you're just saying edge rusher and not, I don't know, maybe he could play somewhere else. Maybe he could play somewhere in the flat. I don't know. You're specifically saying edge rusher, and I'm just...
It's purposeful. Give me the
purposeful reason.
Well, because, like I said the other day, I love Dallas Turner. I do. And I think it's going to be a great pick if and when they do. But if they don't and they go with Latu or a Jared Verse at 8, don't be shocked. Because I think when you are up at 8, you have to have that guy who is a future Pro Bowler, all pro. You can see them being all pro. We don't have that guy in this draft. We talked about it before. You don't have Will Anderson. You don't have Myles Garrett. You don't have that guy who you're just like, man, this guy is next level. These guys all kind of blend, and they all do. When you talk about Verse, Latu, and Turner, they all three are good players, but they all kind of do different things. They're all kind of built differently, right? And so I do think Dallas Turner would fit schematically what I know of Jimmy Lake's scheme. But it's not to say that Latu wouldn't be a next level player, and maybe they change some things if he does, end up being that guy.
I'm not in the Jared Verse
universe.
He's not.
I don't understand why you would tell me that you think Jared Verse is a better player than Dallas Turner. Let's just eliminate this part real quick before we get to Latu, because I got some concerns with Latu as well. But played in a weaker conference, did not have as many sacks or play as well as Dallas Turner did to me. Not as good of an athlete, and that all of that stuff goes into play for me. So. And this whole that Jared Verse walks in here and is a better player right off the cuff than Dallas Turner, I would like to see what you're basing that on. Because Dallas Turner played in the best conference in college football and had better numbers. And
are you trying to get the Florida State fans riled up right now? Is that what you're doing? Are you poking the bear in terms of what Florida State was and the fact that they were undefeated last year?
I'm playing the process of elimination.
It feels like a poke.
Now, let's get to Latu. Well, I don't give a crap if they're poked or not. It doesn't bother me. Let's go to Latu. Do I like him? Yeah, there's a lot to like. 24 sacks in 2 seasons. I mean, guy's played phenomenal. And he has dropped back in coverage some. He's got a couple interceptions off of it. So that's all good. Plays in a more wide-open conference now.
Can I add on that?
Sure.
Can I add on that? So, and I'm going to add on what exactly Fowler had as his reason for mocking Latu to the Falcons. And he said he may not be everyone's perfect prospect, but for me, he's just a flat-out stud of a football player. Are you shaking your head? No? Okay, I caught something out of the corner of my eye. And he said one of the most nuanced pass rushers to enter the league in some time. Mm. Latu's hands, flexibility, and twitch will give opposing tackles nightmares for years. I wouldn't be surprised if he flirts with what's this number? A 10 plus sacks
plus being
a
keyword
year for a decade. So conversations around the league mentioned he won't get past the late teens, and I like this spot working under Raheem Morris.
What worries me about Latu is the fact that in 20, he had a neck injury during COVID and had neck fusion surgery. And the Washington doctors, team doctors, when Jimmy Lake was there, and I'm not saying it had anything to do with Jimmy Lake. I'm just saying he was the coach then, all right? That's all I'm saying. The doctors never cleared him. He went and saw Dr. Robert Watkins, who has done these surgeries before, and he put him through what, in the article I read, a battery of tests and cleared him. If you want to know more about the neck fusion surgery, it's the same thing Peyton Manning had. And when he was with Indianapolis and he came back to play for a few years. Now, we all know that it's a different thing, but he did lose a lot of arm strength at the very end of his career. It was not the same.
Well, from my understanding, when I was telling you about this the other day, about this neck fusion surgery that he had back in 20, was that Washington actually flew him to 5 different doctors around the country to try to get different opinions. And they all came back with, he probably should not play football, but he went to the best in the country or the world as far as this type of surgery goes, and he said, I think he'll be fine. So I think his mom did her own research,
she
and
did.
That's how he ended up at UCLA of, like, hey, Washington won't let you play. It was actually Jimmy Lake's first press conference of the spring after that COVID season, because remember, they only played 4 games in 2020. So he comes out spring ball that later on that year in 2021, that spring, and says, oh, by the way, Latu has been medically retired. Has been medically retired. So there are questions. Your doctors, the Falcons, the NFL, whatever team it is, are going to get a chance to look at every scan, every MRI, every X-ray, everything that you could possibly want.
This is 2020, right? We're talking about.
Yeah, but what
neck fusion? I don't think it's ever something you get past.
I'm not saying you should either. I know someone in my life had my dad's playing career ended over. Anyway, so
what worries me though, Tiff, to your point, it was that long ago, and different age, all that stuff. But what worries me is that it does, as you know, it does catch up with you eventually. How is he going to have strength issues in that shoulder neck area? I don't know. Again, that they have done all their, if he's the pick at 8, it tells me that the Falcons did a ton of research on this and had their own doctors. They probably went back to Dr. Watkins. They probably went to other people. It's just something that worries you when you make an investment for a 4 to 5 year guaranteed contract and with the 8th pick in the draft. It's just a thought.
And I'm not saying that it should not be a concern at all, because that is a very serious surgery to have. Anything dealing with your neck, like, that's a big deal. But I was just saying this was back in 2020, right? And so he has played since. That's the only point that I was just trying to make. So, but I get the concern of maybe something lingering, but clearly nothing, impacted his season this past year.
No. Neither season he played.
That's what I'm getting at. Yeah.
He had almost 37 tackles for loss and 24 sacks in those 2 seasons. It's just in the back of my head. It's a concern and it's a worry. I think he can do, Mike, to what we talked about, I think he can drop in coverage if that's how they want to use him. I don't think he is the coverage player that Dallas Turner is, but to this point in their careers, Dallas Turner is not the edge rusher.
The edge rusher he is.
That Latu is.
And that's where I sit on it.
That's why I think those two, to your point, what I was saying earlier about Verse, I think they're head and shoulders above Verse, in my opinion.
I think Verse is, I think he's probably a little bit more one-dimensional, to your point, than maybe a Latu or a Turner at this point, but I think you're splitting hairs. I think the Verse will be fine. I think Verse will go inside the top 15, top 20, and he'll be a good football player. And I think that I'm not concerned, Tiff, about the neck. I do think it's something to consider when you are making that big of an investment in somebody at 8. And so you have to kind of, look down that medical history and make sure that everything has been kind of taken care of and you've looked at every single angle of the guy.
Yeah, so it means a lot more to me than hand size does, Carl Dukes.
So we'll come back to this discussion and get to the Ladd McConkey part of this when it comes to the mock draft. We'll do that at 7 o'clock.